open course for the virgin sea. 'Cause I've got to be free. Free to face a life that's ahead of me.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. And happy 10th anniversary to Rachel Zimmerman. 10 years tomorrow that she's been on the DGS. So we're celebrating today. We got some food coming in from King and I, a couple other surprises along the way. So, Rach, congratulations, honey.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Can't believe it's been 10 years. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I've been doing this show since I was 14 years old.
I know, right? I plugged you out of ninth grade. Yeah.
No, I was 24 when I started, though, which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
10 years.
We have a good percentage of our show from Lewis and Clark.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Half of it.
Yeah.
Half it.
Yeah. Everyone on the stream should give Rach a lot of love today. So how's it feel?
Feels crazy. Because it has been basically my entire adult life.
Uh-huh.
I don't think my frontal...
What a way to spend it.
Don't think my frontal lobe was fully developed.
Clearly not.
When I first started working on this show. Yeah, it's just wild. Because on one hand, it feels like 10 years. Like, it does feel like it's been... I'm having a hard time remember... Like, I obviously remember my life before the show, but it's just been such a huge part of my life for a decade. But it feels so much shorter than that, too. Like, 10 years doesn't feel right at all.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking a lot about just the privilege of being on this show. And what we do is so cool. Like, just being on the radio is cool, right? But then being on this show, there's just been so many opportunities and so many people I've met and so many cool things that I've gotten to do because of the DGS. And I just feel very, very grateful. I know that I have a little bit of an unusual life because this is what I do for a living.
Yeah.
And just thinking about the past 10 years being memorialized on the radio, like, that's crazy to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the past 10 years of my life, every weekday, I talked for about 4 hours and other people could hear it.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy to think
about.
Yeah,
I remember back when, I'm not sure how soon it was after you started, but I loved the era when you and Tony Colombo would do the show previews every day.
Yeah.
Do the videos. Mm-hmm. That was fun.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed that.
I have a bunch of pictures on my phone of that time.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's been like a bunch of cast changes and... Mm-hmm. There's been so many things that have changed in the world over 10 years.
God,
like, if we want to do like a flashback Friday later of the past 10 years, I have some fun stuff we can talk about. But it's very wild to think about. And I do take it for granted sometimes because it is just every day.
Yeah, it's your job.
But there's also plenty of times where I don't take it for granted and I don't take it lightly. And I am just very, very grateful for the past 10 years.
Well, we're grateful to have you. Here's to another 10 years. And then I'm out.
Also, if
it's your show.
I should say now, if anybody chats in the chat without saying congratulations, Rachel,
you're gone.
You will get timed out.
You're gone for good.
I'm gonna start with Craig here.
You and Craig.
I'm out.
Craig, no. Craig is being so nice.
He was being so nice.
He'll be back in like 2 minutes.
Okay, so Craig actually, before he just got put in a timeout, brought up the COVID era where it was just us in the building.
Crazy.
All we did was play games all day. I mean, it was a really fun time. But it's interesting to bring up COVID because I was thinking of this before the show. I've done more of the show post-COVID than I did pre-COVID.
Right.
Which, that doesn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
Because the time before definitely feels longer. But I don't know. It's like the past 6 years have sped up a lot.
Yeah. Casey says all the Halloween specials.
Mm,
you've
been
to a lot of haunted houses. What was your first one?
First one was the Fox Theater. That was my first year. Yeah, that wasn't our best
one. That wasn't our best work.
The next year we did Mineral Springs,
I remember
which was
that
extremely
one.
Fun.
Yeah. That was a great one.
I think the year after that was like a house, a haunted house, which like undisclosed location.
Yeah.
Then we did the Sally House.
Good memory.
Yeah. Then COVID hit and we haven't done as many since.
Yeah.
But no, we got some good Halloweens in there.
We need to go back to Sally House.
Yeah, that was
well,
fun.
You know, we have a certain in there now.
What's that?
Did I tell you about this?
No.
Okay, we'll talk about it on the break so we can keep it nice and secret.
Okay. How do you not tell me about a secret inn at the Sally House?
I thought you knew before I did.
Oh,
well,
maybe.
It's okay. I just found out the other day, so it's not like haven't been keeping secrets for long.
We know one of the ghosts. Thank you to everyone on the stream for being so nice. It means a lot to me. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. You're a huge part of the show.
The COVID era was I was thinking about that the other day, too, for whatever reason. It was so weird because I didn't say this too much. I think I said it on the air a couple times. But I was certain I was not going to survive like the worst of the pandemic. And so it was weird, like, coming to work. And that was like a fun era in a lot of ways because no one was in the building but us. Nobody had to work except us. But we still had to come in every day. And so we tried to make the most of it and do fun stuff to take people's minds off of it. And the whole time in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, it's probably going to be any day now.
Mm. Luckily, you were wrong.
Mattel says, congrats, Rachel.
I thought
Rachel.
You guys would think that was funnier. Sorry.
Here's to all the teachers who told you that you would never get paid to talk for a living.
Let me just say this because I'm like, I just want to make sure to say this today and I don't want the show to slip away without being able to say it. I do want to obviously thank you, Dave, because I was 24 when you hired me. You were definitely taking a chance, but I think it's worked out. I think we've had a great working relationship, but when I say, like, this show in particular has given me so many opportunities, it's been because it's your show and you are who you are and you have your connections and you just always brought me in and treated me like family. And it's just been very, I don't know where I would be if I hadn't started working on this show 10 years ago. I really don't know. Like, it could have went a million different ways. I'm pretty happy with my life and where I'm at and where I've landed. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I also want to say thank you to our listeners because, you know, 10 years is a long time. 4 hours a day is a long time for 10 years. And I've had good moments. I've had a lot of bad moments on the show, too. I've had a lot of times where I've conducted myself in a way where it's like, yeah, that wasn't my best self. And the fact that people can listen to those moments and take that with a grain of salt and just kind of like see me as a whole person. Sure, there's still plenty of people out there who is like, she's still not my cup of tea. And that's fine. You know, that is your right to feel that way. But the fact that people can hear me at a bad moment and still like me and still want to listen to me and still accept me as a part of the show, that really means the world to me, too. And we do have the best listeners. Just the amount of people who reach out, the amount of people that donate to charity and show up when there's like a volunteer opportunity. I don't take the audience lightly at all. I am just very, very grateful that the past 10 years have been here.
Yeah, I don't think, I would never make the claim like it's the greatest radio show and I'm the greatest host and it's the greatest this. I can't imagine another show that is truly more family than us, mm-hmm. between us and with the listeners. Mm-hmm. It's just every time I meet a listener out, you know, it's like, they always say, like, I feel like I'm talking to my best friend and you've never met me.
Well, and I worked at the radio station because we've been on two radio stations now. But the first one, I worked there for years. And the whole time I was like, I want to be on DGS. Like, I hope I get to be on DGS someday. And then it happened. I was able to be on the show. And it's been really, really amazing.
How about all the live shows? And that's a pretty great opportunity.
Those have been really fun.
This has been really fun.
We have always said that if you weren't on this show, Rachel, you'd probably be in prison. Seemed like the most
likely.
Those
are things we say when she's not here.
Yeah. It's like,
I mean, maybe. I really don't know. I'm not saying like I'd be
Mexican
in the gutter.
Prison, locked
but
up.
I don't know what I would be doing if I hadn't been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
And this was... I mean, when I started working in radio, this was the goal. And I've gotten to do this.
Yeah.
I'm very happy. If it all went away tomorrow, like, I hope it doesn't. But if it did, I would be very proud of what I got to do.
This is when we sliding doors, like, flash sideways to Rachel. And she's like an A-list actress, billionaire.
No, it's like I was saying to Nick last night, we went to the ball game and we were walking back. And I said, I don't want this to sound like self-congratulatory, but I said, I'm proud's the wrong word, but it's so cool that I've had 26 years, Andrew's had 15, you've had 10, where our literal job is to like observe life and dig around and find the interesting nuggets and especially the funny nuggets and present them to the audience and then get their energy back. And it has made life more palatable for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what means most to me is when, because you do lose sight of that. It's like, oh, we're just coming in, we're having fun, or we're not having fun, right, but we're still doing the show.
Yeah.
If someone, when people reach out and they say like, hey, you got me through a hard time.
Yes.
That's like incomprehensible.
Incomprehensible.
It's really hard to wrap my mind around that. It's extremely humbling to hear something like that and go like, whoa, so what we're doing is making a difference, even if it's in one person's life, like that, that really, really and means the world.
One of the things we talk about most on this show, without even really acknowledging our part in it, is that there are so many ways for people to spend their time now.
Oh my God.
There is, and we always talk about like, yeah, I never watch anything on Netflix because I go to watch something and there's just too much stuff and I get paralyzed by choice. And so like, people saying like, oh yeah, instead of listening to music or any other podcast or watching the show or whatever, I listen to you guys. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
I like us.
Jim Kirkwood says, congrats to Rachel. She adds such a smart softness. That's great. Yeah,
that's really
it's true.
Sweet. Thank you. Thank you to everyone. Everyone's being so nice. But yeah, it was July 11th and 7/11. I always say it was my lucky day. And it was. I'm very lucky to be here. Very happy.
Very lucky to have you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I had other stuff I wanted to say, and I'm like, now I can't remember it.
You got 3.5 hours? We can keep talking about it. Okay, what are we going to do today besides celebrate Rach? At 2 p.m., we have Sue. 2:30, we have Bernie. 3 o'clock, we have Alvin. 4 o'clock, we have Mayhee. We'll be talking, maybe not politics. We try not to on Fridays, but you know, we'll see what happens. It's weird because I've had so many different cast members over 26 years, and they're all special to me. And the teams were, you know, like I can go through and go like, oh yeah, we had the producer Tom era and Pigpen and Coop, and you know, and sometimes, you know, my brain's faltering a little already. And so sometimes I'll be like, oh my God, I forgot about this or that. But 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, 26 years, something like 6,000 shows, 24,000 hours. Like it's something.
It is.
It's something.
Oh, I remembered what I wanted to say.
Yeah, take it away.
So we obviously have a lot of fun on this show. And I always say to you, Dave, like we have had more funny moments that we've forgotten than like most people
ever
get to
have.
Yeah. Like there's so much stuff that's happened that I wish I could remember, but it's been 10 years and it's been kind of nonstop, like fun moments at times. But one thing I'm really grateful for is the skills I've been able to develop over the past 10 years, just being live with you every day and doing a show every day. I feel so comfortable in my skin now, as opposed to like, you remember a couple of years ago, I would come to you, I'd be like, I don't feel comfortable on the air. The switch to KMOX messed with my mind for some reason. Mm-hmm. I felt like the audience was different. I felt like I didn't know my place on this station. I don't feel that way anymore. I do feel like I can like swing free and be myself. And I feel good about where I'm at on the air. And that's because I've been doing this for so long and I've got to be on like this really creatively free show. And like, I've never come to you and been like, I want to try something. And you've never told me no. Like you never have. You've always let me just be myself. And I feel really, really lucky. And for all of those funny moments, I think some of my favorite days too, it might sound weird, but some of my favorite days are like when stuff's hitting the fan and it's breaking news and we just kind of have to go. And there have, alongside all of the fun, there's been all of these serious things that have happened in the world. And so much of it we covered together live on the air. And that's really, really cool to think about. So once again, just very grateful. Thank you guys for letting me be here. Thank you guys for being so nice on the stream.
But we have a long way to go, so don't tune out. We have a couple surprises along the way to celebrate Rach. It is the wardrobe change because I was pitted out.
The shirt looks nice on the stream.
Yeah, it does.
Looks wonderful. Hey, shout out to our buddy Matt Chambers from KMOV. He just texted.
Hey, what's up, Matt? Matt owes me money.
You're always saying that.
I know. People always owe me money. I love Matt.
He's awesome.
I want to live with Matt. I want to get an apartment. Just the two of us. Manhattan Beach, California. Go out to eat a lot. I'm excited.
Why are you excited?
You know, food, stuff like that.
I know. No, it's a fun day. Yeah, I had to keep telling myself to focus and get work done before the show because I was just like, having a fun day, 10 yeah. years. Wait, do your work.
You did keep saying that. I was like, what are you digging ditches over there?
No,
what are you doing?
But I mean, I do show prep that I need to make sure is done before the show.
Yeah,
Who else is going to write fast food news?
Yeah, I don't want the whole show to just be about this, but Rach, as you guys can tell, is the glue, the backbone, the spine. Like, you can tell when Rach is gone, the show is still fun and funny, but it's gelatinous. It just sort of, like, goes everywhere. And so I really appreciate you bringing some professionalism and some maturity to the show.
I like to think of myself as the mom, kind of.
Yeah, very much. No, you, like I tell you and Wheeler all the time, you are the ones who should have gone to law school. Like, you're so smart and so insightful. I forget who I was talking to. I'll remember in a minute. But someone I was talking to the other day about the show, and they're talking about you, and they said she just has this talent for giving concise analysis that just wraps it into a bubble, and that this person said, like, I almost always either agree with her or she brings me over to her side just through, like, this linear intelligence.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
And for every time I do that, I also fail at that, too. That's important to keep in mind, but that is an incredibly kind thing to say.
Welcome to the DGS. tell you guys about Mosby Building Arts. You know, isn't it crazy, Rach? Like, you know, you went to Lewis and Clark to do radio, and now you're on one of the biggest shows in the modern era of radio on KMOX.
I know.
Right?
KMOX reaches 44 states, by
yes.
the way.
Yes. Yeah, people in the evenings listen to the DGS reruns. Mm-hmm. Cool. Happy Friday. Happy Rachel Zimmerman 10th anniversary on the DGS. We'll be celebrating all day.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Dave's going to cry.
I'm going to. I'm on the edge.
I almost cried in the first segment.
We'll make you cry eventually.
I've gotten it together.
Want to do some flashback?
I would love to. July 10th, back in the day, 101 years ago, in 1925, the Scopes monkey trial began in Dayton, Tennessee. John Scopes was eventually found guilty of teaching evolution at a public school and fined $100.
Yeah, great movie, Inherit the Wind. You ever seen that?
I have not.
Oh,
is
you
it like
watch
a
it.
When did that come out?
Like 50s, probably.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Spencer Tracy plays Clarence Darrow.
Well, when did they start teaching evolution all the time in public school?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. And I'm not sure how they did or why they did, mm-hmm. how that happened. I don't know the, no pun, evolution of that.
62 years ago, in 1964, the Beatles released their album A Hard Day's Night. It includes their hits And I Love Her and Can't Buy Me Love.
Man, speaking of being a celebrity, when I was probably 8, I watched A Hard Day's Night. And in the opening, it's the Beatles running from a big gaggle of women. And I'm 8 years old, and I'm like, I'll take it. That's what I want to do. Here we are.
47 years ago, it was 1979, and Chuck Berry was sentenced to 4 months in prison for tax evasion. He underpaid $200,000.
Hey!
Sorry to interrupt this party, but I'm looking for Rachel.
Right, of course.
Oh, my gosh. Where do you want me to put this delectable thing next to?
Oh, my goodness.
Here, right here. Perfect. A delectable thing for a truly delectable angel right here. Rachel, I'm so excited because today is a very, very special day, Rachel. Today is your 10-year anniversary. And you know what? I don't need Dave to tell me that I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. And when she's not playing tennis outside, she's watching Little House on the Prairie. I guess today is your 10-year work anniversary. Rachel, talking about Rachel.
Oh my goodness. Thank you so much.
Such a light in this dreary place. I'm kidding. You guys are awesome.
I love your outfit so much.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Here,
will you come stand over here so the people on the stream can see you a little bit?
Here.
So let me introduce St. Louis to Joey Brooker.
Hello.
And Joey, great to meet you in person.
Nice.
Thank
to
you
meet
so
you
much.
Too. Absolutely.
Rach, we love you so much.
Oh, thank you guys.
Joey just drove from Cape Girardeau today.
Oh my gosh. Thank
you. We're celebrating. So
thank you. Yeah, share the cake. Yeah,
oh,
the cake.
Yes. Oh, yes. Wonderful. A cake for you to celebrate.
Well, you know, the closest, the quickest way to my heart is a cake.
Oh my gosh.
That is gorgeous.
That's courtesy of MacArthur's.
That is gorgeous. And I love MacArthur's so much. Oh my gosh. Thank you, guys.
We're going to serve you.
Joey, come on over. Have a seat over here.
Of course.
Yeah.
Full of,
absolutely. Let me put my tambourine down.
That way full of a camera for Joey.
Anyway.
This is so cool.
Would you like me to sit right here? Or?
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Of course. Oh, my gosh. I love hugs. Sorry if I smell like a sweat a little bit.
So, big thank you to our best friend, Julie Lally.
Yes.
She introduced me to Joy, and I went and looked at her stuff, and she has like a gazillion followers on social
media.
Yeah,
what's your handle so I can put it up here?
So, on Instagram, it's just joy.brooker, TikTok, The Joy Brooker Show. It's just kind of Joy Brooker across all different platforms. It's pretty crazy to realize that I got here from doing Telegram.
How'd you get into this?
To be honest, I was broke, and things like shame and dignity are a luxury in this economy. No, but it was a few years ago. I needed like a side hustle, and I don't know where I remembered the idea from, maybe from like an old timey movie. I've heard you're like an old timey movie fan.
Ask her her favorite movie.
I'm like, well, he likes The Ghost and Mr. Chicken, which all I watched as a kid. Crazy. Never met another person who knows what that movie is.
Yeah.
But that I kind of leaned into that. I was like, I've always been kind of a more precocious child. So I thought it would be funny to do it for a Valentine's Day gig. And then it just kind of snowballed into what it is now. And then America's Got Talent called me and Kelly Clarkson Show called me. And so it's been a crazy ride, truthfully.
How many of these have you done?
How many of these have
these,
at this point, close to 1,000 probably.
Wow.
I'm trying to take stock of like, because I've been doing them for like 6 or 7 years now.
Yeah.
So I've done a lot. I've been all over the country doing these too.
Very cool.
So yeah, super fun.
Yeah. No, I was checking her out on TikTok last night, and like one video is funnier than the next. Like, you're really funny.
Thank you.
Which is like, some people can like put on a costume or do some singing. Like, you're in the moment really funny.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I mean, that's what do you got if you can't laugh?
You know?
So,
well, thank you so much for doing this.
Thanks, Dave.
Oh my gosh.
And Rachel, of course.
What a wonderful surprise.
Oh my gosh. I'm happy to be here. Seriously, happy to help you celebrate.
How was the drive?
Not too bad. Not as wet as I thought it was going to be. It seems like all the South places caught the worst of it. So,
you know, I'm in kind of a spot where it's like there's enough around it to kind of catch all the weird wind and stuff. So I end up looking, I'm on an elevated platform.
You a Cape girl?
No, I'm actually from Georgia. Originally, I'm from Dalton, Georgia. Shout out Dalton, carpet capital of the world,
of course,
if anyone cares.
Everyone knows that.
Right. Well, everyone knows that. Close to Chattanooga, Tennessee, and all those places, if you know. But, I mean, I've been in the Midwest since 2018. I've kind of fallen in love with it. You guys have your own special charm out here. Yeah. Y'all are a lot more forward with communication. Southerners tend to be a little more passive aggressive.
Little, yeah.
Y'all just put it out there, and I love that. That makes me happy. You know, yeah. I don't have to stress about what did you really mean. You know, you'll tell me. Also, the corn sweat is something else.
Sure. Yeah.
Good Lord. Yeah. I don't know how y'all survive out here sometimes in the summer months.
So where do you want to take this? Where do you want to go?
So truthfully, this isn't even my real, well, I guess it's still a real gig, but on the weekends I play piano and sing. I do kind of a dueling pianos type gig.
Cool.
Yeah, in Cape Girardeau. I've got a show there August 22nd with Josh Abrams, and that's kind of my other thing. I take requests. I did some stand-up for a bit before I moved here. I lived in LA for a bit. So I kind of mushed all of those things together, all my strengths, and into kind of a one woman type show.
Yeah.
So that I'm more of a musician, I guess, entertainer than anything else. So yeah. I kind of do a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm familiar.
You kind of just do gigs
it together.
You're right. You gig. That's
well,
your,
if you don't like that, how about this?
That part. Well, I guess when you're ADHD, you know, you kind of have the luxury of being like, what do I feel like being today? I guess.
Well, Joy, I was going to ask you, like, well, how do you get yourself to this level on a day where maybe you're not feeling it? But now I'm kind of sensing like you're always feeling it.
So to be perfectly honest, there are some days I have like sobbed in my car and then within 5 minutes had to go. Like when my cat died of cancer, the next day I had to go, and it was the guy, his last name was Roach, and I put on a Roach costume and I was like, you know, while like crying inside. But to be honest, like no performer gets to have like I'm feeling like crap today. Uh-huh. I'm going to take the day off. Like you don't really get to do that, you know? So you just kind of learn to turn it off and on, which I think is a strength because it's helped me to kind of mature and compartmentalize. But yeah, no, there's days I'm just not feeling it at all and I got to do it anyway. Mm-hmm. But what helps me to do that is knowing that it's going to make your day good. So I'm able to give you a little bit of joy, even if I don't have any. Here's some for you and here's some for
you. I'll take it.
And I'm happy with that, you know?
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do people, if they want to hire your services, what do they do?
So you can actually email me at joybrookermusic@gmail.com, and no caps or anything. You can message me on Facebook or Instagram. I also have my work number. It's 573-283-3844. You just text that number and you can book me that way. I play piano. You can entertain me or get me to do private parties, or if you want to embarrass someone live on air, you can do that too. I'll do anything, really.
Awesome.
It's amazing what I'll do for $20.
Are you heading back tonight? Are you going to hang out in St. Louis?
To be honest, I like rock climbing, and you guys have some rock walls around here I'd like to. Yeah, I'm interested in
that.
You're
a Renaissance woman.
To be honest, I just get bored easily, and so I just have a lot of interest.
I'm going to do some rock climbing before I drive back.
You know what? Why not? Life is short. So, yeah, I mean, I last time I was here, I toured the Scott Joplin house. So it's like every time in St. Louis, I'm like, I'll try something.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Rachel. I appreciate you guys so much.
Congratulations, Ray.
Yes. Congratulations. 10 years. That's so great.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a quick break and come right back. DGS, happy 10th anniversary to Rach. She said, but won't you ever know that I'm in love with you? That I'm in love with you.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Happy Friday. Today is the celebration of Rachel Zimmerman, 10 years on the DGS. We have a big, beautiful cake. Did you show? Did we put that on camera?
Oh,
yet?
My
we
goodness.
We did. I got him a nice long shot on the stream.
I will also post that. I'm posting some things to the Dave Glover Show Instagram story. Maybe we'll make a nice little Facebook post later, too, so the folks on Facebook can see. I've always loved MacArthur's Bakery. That's where we got like all of our graduation cakes and stuff growing up. Yeah, and it's definitely like a huge... They've done so many wonderful cakes for the show. This is one of the most beautiful cakes I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. We need to bust it open.
I'm like, I don't even want to cut it, though. It's so pretty.
Good, I'll cut it.
Yeah, we'll take care of it. Don't worry.
And then we have food from The King and I, mm-hmm. which is just as classic Ooh, gets in St. Yeah. Louis.
I'm excited to dig into that.
They brought us some pad thai and some curry. I know you guys don't get to eat it. We're not going to like slurp it down in front of you, but you know it's a big celebration today for Rach. And I know she loves three things: cake, Thai food, and impromptu singing telegrams. So we made all three of those happen.
I don't know if you guys noticed, it was embarrassing to have this reaction on camera. When you said you guys don't get to eat it, I thought you were talking to like me, and I was like,
that was fun. I started to say, were you surprised? But duh.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised. I was not expecting that.
What were you guys in the middle of talking about when I kicked the door?
We were doing Flashback Friday, yeah. I think I was talking about John Carpenter releasing Escape from New York.
What did you think when she first walked in?
I was like, what's going on?
Well, briefly, I think she was a little mad because I like kicked the door open because I had to make sure I could get the door open
some
fast.
Of us are on the air.
In the middle of her sentence, I like kicked the door open.
That was a good song.
It was, yeah. I'm excited to hear it again. It was kind of a blur at the time, so yeah. I'm actually posting to the Instagram story right now the whole thing.
All about Rach. Filmed.
Okay, that's enough about me. We can move on.
Okay. You want to finish up Flashback Friday?
I would love to. As I said, 45 years ago in 1981, the John Carpenter classic Escape from New York was released, starring Kurt Russell as a convict sent into Manhattan to rescue the president from the island's maximum security prison, parts of which were filmed in St. Louis, from what I understand. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
45
Great Wasteland.
45 years ago in 1981, Disney released The Fox and the Hound.
I'm a hound dog.
Oh.
Man, no. That one, I can't even watch.
Tearjerker.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That was the first movie that like made like really it like opened up all of my emotions and remember bawling.
Well, you don't expect the dog to eat the fox in the end. I mean,
well, I remember watching that at my cousin's house and being like, "Mom, I didn't know movies could be like this."
Isn't it funny that this Disney empire was just built on animated movies about parents being killed?
Like that's most of them.
And making children cry.
I remember, I think it was Tarzan. Nick was little when that came out. And the first scene is like a clipper ship going under, glug, glug. And you're like, oh, parents are already dead. Okay.
Disney's like, we took care of them. Now we can get into the movie.
Now we can get to the good stuff.
Mm-hmm. 41 years ago, in 1985, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome was released, starring Mel Gibson and Tina Turner. I don't think I've seen this one. Not with Tina Turner.
I saw it when it came out. I'm not the biggest Mad Max guy, just because, you know how I am. I always feel like things are too cool for me. And when I was that age, I'm like, I'm not going to understand this, so I'm just going to stay away.
Nearly as cool as Mel Gibson. That's a joke. You're much cooler. 37 years ago in 1989, the great Mel Blanc, the man of a thousand voices, passed away in L.A. at the age of 81. He did Looney Tunes characters like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, Speedy Gonzales, Foghorn Leghorn, and Yosemite Sam. He was also the voice of Barney Rubble and Dino on the Flintstones.
There's a new guy.
What a career.
There's a new guy that has taken over from Mel and does all the voices, and he seems like the nicest, sweetest, most fun guy in the world, and I just don't like him. And it's just sort of like he just does the voices, you know, like, and I'm like, quit bragging.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
We can all do a voice.
Yeah. I could do Bugs Bunny right now. I just don't feel like it. 37 years ago in 1989, the Monkees got their Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
I only wanted to live with the Monkees on their in their beach house.
Mm-hmm.
That was so cool.
Yeah, it was cool. We would watch. We had cable very briefly when I was a kid, for like maybe a couple months.
Then the church
really.
Found out.
Yeah, then they said, "You know that's a sin. You gotta stop." No, but they would play the Monkees on Sunday nights on TV Land, and that was always like, "Ooh, yeah, we gotta watch the Monkees."
Yeah, they were starving artists. They're all 19 years old, but they had a $100,000 car.
I mean, why not? 35 years ago in 1991, Boris Yeltsin took the oath of office as the first elected president of Russia. 27 years ago, it was 1999. Man, I love this story. The U.S. women's soccer team won the World Cup. They beat China on penalty kicks at the Rose Bowl. To celebrate, Brandi Chastain took off her jersey to expose her Nike sports bra. I was 8 years old when this happened. I remember the world melting down that this woman dared show
her
sports
bra. Oh my God,
she
has boobs.
And look at we are now, 27 years later.
Yeah, we're all wearing sports bras.
I was like, look, I'm covered up. I'm in a sports bra. 26 years ago in 2000, Coldplay released their debut album, Parachutes.
We've said this before. I don't think I'll ever get past how weird it is that you go to any beach in America, any pool in America, and women are wearing bikinis. But if they came out in their bra and panties, someone would call the cops. Isn't that dumb?
Yeah. I think it's because at the beach, it's like in context and you're expecting it.
Never thought of that.